Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Let me tell you a little bit about BetOnline. It remains your number one spot for NBA, MLB, MMA, boxing. It doesn't matter. Every single prop, every single play, every single point, it's all at BetOnline. When it comes to bets, when it comes to props, everything that you need is at your headquarters for sports betting. That's BetOnline. Head to the website right now. Use your mobile device. Sign up. Get a 50% welcome bonus. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, to get yourself a 50% welcome bonus. Come on, there's no need to hesitate. Bet online, where the game starts. All right, let's get down to business. An active lifestyle can cause hemorrhoids. That sucks. Lucky for you, they're South of the Border. South of the Border is a holistic approach to dealing with the affected area. Go to southoftheborder.com, use code AHOLE, A-H-O-L-E, get yourself 30% off. That's pretty rad. And this is not an area of your body you want to put bad ingredients in. Make sure you turn to South of the Border. southoftheborder.com, code AHOLE.
I hope you're ready to have your mind blown with the greatest health and fitness information on the planet.
Yes, bitch!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mikey Likes You podcast. I'm the Mikey who likes, you are you who is liked. It's a very simple system, and we've done well with it. First and foremost, I want to say thank you to Josh Job and the people behind, or that's really just him, behind the Austin Fitness community, because my man Giorgio here was out of town doing his thing, really, really blowing it up. We'll talk about this in a second, but I want to say thank you to Josh and the Austin Fitness community for allowing me to step in a pinch and do a podcast episode there. It was awesome, and I don't know if I properly thanked him enough, so thank you. And then Giorgio here, in his absence, was just lighting up the world. He wanted to make an appearance on screen. Was lighting up the world in the wrestling community, collegiate wrestling community, and crushing with his female club out of UT. And really, really, really impressive what you were able to accomplish, you and your ladies. I give you massive congratulations, because that was wildly, wildly impressive. And there's no other sport like wrestling. There's a lot of hard sports. American football is crazy hard. Baseball is the most difficult sport. Not physically tactic, but if you can hit 90-plus mile-per-hour fastball with movement, and then there's the potential of a guy throwing a breaking ball, and you can actually consistently hit that in play, there's nothing crazier than that. It's preposterous. Or if you can wind up and uncork a 95-plus mile-per-hour fastball with control and breaking balls and decide where that goes, that's insane. There's nothing more difficult than being good at baseball. But there's nothing more demanding upon the human spirit than wrestling. Even other grappling sports. Even boxing. Wrestlers, it's a whole different thing. It's just uniform suckage sucks. Why never wrestle? I'm that guy. I show up to Jiu-Jitsu. I'm like, play some guard, relax. Yeah, no. I got injuries all over, dude. Just go ahead. Let's just get some technical rolling in. So congratulations, Giorgio. And thank you to all my patrons, especially you top tier people. You know who you are. Thank you so much. And my Patreon is available. Link in the show notes. Thank you to Bet Online, First Detachment, and to South of the Border. South of the Border, by the way, I got a couple real life testimonials coming your way. The people I'm referring to, not all that pumped about doing on-screen testimonials about their butthole. And I get that. But I'm going to do like a cartel member when he gets interviewed by American media and he does, his face is pixelated out and his voice is like this. So I'm going to get you those testimonials. I just have to blur.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
About those people. So last episode I did with Judd Leinhardt. Excellent conversation. It was awesome. Guy's really smart, really interesting, has a very unique take on training, but also he's just a smart guy. He's a thoughtful person. And I put up this post. It was a segment of the show.
People aren't in shape, man. I don't want to be prejudiced against them, but it's like it's a sign that they're not diligent and they don't see things through.
I agree, but I will also throw out this twist on it.
That in the modern day, there's so much trauma and there's so much stress and people are so overscheduled. And food companies have gotten so good at making very convenient, hyper palatable food that I think it's just, it has transcended beyond like they're lazy or undisciplined. It's almost, unless you're really geeky or really knowledgeable, it's almost impossible to be like in good shape. And like a really thoughtful, you know, enlightened guy, he goes,
being stressed alone, elevated cortisol makes it harder to lose weight. Yeah. Like, you're totally right, man. That was a little unfair of a statement for me. And it is very hard for people. And they get so many conflicting messages, they don't know what to do.
In today's day and age of fitness and internet and content creators is like a Nobel Prize. Because no one wants, everybody digs their heels in so much and makes such kind of histrionic statements. And the fact that you can go like, well, that's an interesting point. I will then build upon my original point. And he wasn't fence riding and he didn't take back his point. He just simply said that that actually is a different way of looking at it and you are also right. Because I agreed with him and I don't know if it says something about you if you're out of shape as much as it definitely says certain things about you if you are.
especially in today's day and age. If you're an older person, you're an older guy, older gal, and you're like in really good shape, you could be an immoral pile of shit. But it does say that, like, this is someone who's accountable. It does say that. I mean, there is something to that, right? But what got me so upset was that Judd then got flamed. People like, oh, look at you fucking snowflakes making excuses for victim mentality. Oh, no, actually, you were right the first time. Don't go back on your... And I was like, what? You dumb sheep. Alpha male wannabe fucking loser edgelord sheep. With, you're not taking in personal accountability. No, neither of us said that. Neither of us had any intention of making it an insult to people who were out of shape. Neither of us even intimated that if you were in good shape, that it didn't show some sign of personal accountability. All we were saying is that there's a million factors that go into someone being overweight or not exercising that go well above and beyond your level of discipline, your level of laziness, that an extraordinary amount of people, statistically speaking, it's probably pretty much close to 100% of the people in this country are dealing with some level of trauma and dealing with some level of mental illness. Now, of course, when I'm not talking schizophrenia or something like that, where your life has become unmanageable to this mental illness, but anxiety, serious depression. Everyone talks about the gun violence in this country, but everyone neglects to look at the fact that the majority of gun murders in this country are self-inflicted. The majority, not a little bit, like 70% of gun deaths in this country are suicide. That's how fucked up we are. And to be this guy who's married, and by the way, it was mostly guys, because you get married to this idea that, like, I'm the tough, I'm old school. I don't live the victim mentality by virtue of recognizing pre-existing kind of mental and emotional struggle. It doesn't mean you're a victim. It's just as apathetic and intellectually lazy to write off all reasons and all the gray area as to why we do the things we do, as it is to take them all into consideration. To be that snowflake where everything is everybody else's fault, it's equally as apathetic and intellectually lazy to be the guy going around saying everyone's a snowflake and nothing is anyone else's fault. Everything is I choose.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And you know how I know this, and you know why it angers me so much? One, because I thought Judd Reinhold was actually representing a rather, like I said, enlightened take on things, to have an open mind and view on it. And his representation on training is proof positive that he is that guy. But also, the reason it upsets me so much is because you're the same fucking assholes who I see with drug addicts, where it's like, psh, no willpower. Just stop. If you realize it's a problem, you can just quit. You're just not man enough. You're a little snowflake. Nowadays, everybody's got a problem and a therapist. Whatever happened. You know, I started rewatching The Sopranos. And Tony Soprano goes around telling everybody, quit whining. Whatever happened to Gary Cooper? Whatever happened to the strong, silent type like Gary Cooper? You know, everybody's got a therapist. Everybody's got a problem nowadays. Tony Soprano bitches and moans more than anybody else. He's the biggest whiny bitch. But because he bangs strippers and chokes guys to death, you're like, Tony's rad. No, he's a fucking pussy. Tony's the biggest whiny pussy in the whole show. And that's why it's so genius. That's why David Chase, the guy behind, that's why the show is fucking genius. Because it represents the duality of our existence and the dichotomy of man. Tony is a macho man. But he's also a fucking vulnerable little weakling. Just like all of us. Quit making these drastic generalizations. Because like I said, the person you hate so much, this coastal liberal snowflake, who everything is the patriarchy, everything's my race, everything's my gender, everything is that, it's all everybody else's fault, right? It's equally fucking lazy and weak to then say nothing is any, zero times can we acknowledge that there's gray area here, that someone might be overweight because their parents beat the shit out of them, or their parents, since they were young, called them fat. They were a figure skater. And since they were 6 years old, they're like, you fat pile of shit. Or they, you know, you're married to a guy for 10 years and you have kids with him, and he leaves you for a woman half your age, and you just bounces. No inner turmoil, no, he just is such a fucking spineless shithead. He gets in his Corvette and his Affliction shirt on, and he goes and he leaves you, and you have to take care of your children, and you've devoted your whole life. And now you're like, and while you figure out how you're going to get a career that keeps the fucking, your family's head above water, you better be working out and watching what you eat. It's like, shut up, you fucking lame idiot. You peacocking shitbag. Going on flaming people. You snowflakes. Shut up. Shut up. And I know you're not buff or strong. You know how I know? Because I know the fucking most accountable people there is. The toughest, most accountable people. Maybe on planet Earth. I'll take the fucking Pepsi challenge and gather a couple guys that I hang with that are war scene veterans that come back and start foundations for charity and then also happen to be shredded and then also happen to be like great dads and everything. None of them are going on the internet being like, snowflake pussy. They might put out content that's inspirational. They might put out content that tries to get you to look at why you're procrastinating. But none of them are in. I've watched some rather famous alpha males train jujitsu and train in fitness capacity in like a fitness oriented world with people who were super out of shape. And they were the most fucking engaging, sensitive, and encouraging people I've ever seen. Never once did they shame them, get into the, you know, like kind of the boot camp, you know, drill sergeant kind of mode. You know why? Drug addicts are already ashamed. Alcoholics are already ashamed. Fat people are already ashamed. You don't need to further shame them. There's no upside. You provide people hope. Realistic sense of hope. Not pie in the sky bullshit. You provide channels where people can develop hope. That is inspirational. That gets people to change. When you are dealing with someone who is amidst addiction at a high level, I never had one person come up to me and go, you pile of shit, willpowerless, undisciplined loser. And then I went, you're right. I better put this pipe down. You're totally right. No, those people came into my life. I got really mad at them. And I went out and did drugs. The people who really took the time to look in my eyes and they go, I can't be a part of this because you have so much to you that you can offer this world. There's so much you have to give to this world and your life could be so full and you're throwing it away for drugs and alcohol. And if you want to change, I'm here for you and I will help you in any way I can. But if you don't, I need you to lose my number. And that changed my whole life. There's a handful of those people. I was really lucky to have friends and family that would be like that to me. And I can guarantee, I don't know. I always like to point out, I've never been really overweight. I've always been, there's been times where I wasn't necessarily happy with my appearance, right? But I've never been the guy who walked in a room or a woman who walked in a room where my weight was a thing. And I know that that's a thing. And I don't like that people bullshit about that. I was having this conversation with the fellas on the Jason Ellis show. It was Tully and Jason. We were talking about how there is an unspoken discrimination that goes for overweight people. And if I remember correctly, Jason was pushing back on. He's like, no, man, I love everyone any size. And I go, I believe you. You're right. But for a moment, me. Let's say it's me. I'm not married. I've never met Bianca, my wife. And I come into the show a couple weeks ago. I was like, hey, you guys got to meet my new girlfriend. And she's 300 pounds. As soon as we walked out that room, all you'd talk about would be like, what the fuck? And you know that's true. If you have a not fat friend and that dude is dating a large, and vice versa, right? If there's that woman who's like a nice dime piece, like one of these, imagine like these Instagram model chicks, right? Okay. You meet her and she's like, tonight, dinner party, I'm bringing my husband. You haven't met him. I can't wait for you to meet him. And he's like, big fat guy. You'd meet him. You'd be like, hey, dude, nice to meet you. As soon as you got back in the car with your lady or your boyfriend, you'd be like, what the fuck? Holy shit. And very few people would do that for any race, religion, right? I would never be like, meet someone's husband who's black and be like, what the fuck? Oh, I can't believe she's married to a black man. Overweight people feel that. They fucking feel it. And I just think it's short-sighted. I don't think you're a bad person. I just think you're not thinking this through. There's a very good chance, look, maybe you're a teenager. Because a lot of these dudes that were flaming Judd were their profile pic was like someone else, or it wasn't them. It was like a cartoon or avatar or something. So I don't know, or like a sports team logo. You know what I'm saying? We all know what I'm talking about, right? So I don't know. Maybe you're 17, and that says a lot. That explains it. Because I'm not like old wise man. If I was 17 and had the internet, I'd be fucking shitting on people all day. I just live on Reddit talking shit about everything. Even if I liked it, I just, you know, because you're weird. You haven't thought it through. You haven't thought it through. You're not bad. You're just like a kind of like a glorified monkey. Young men, your testosterone's through the roof and you're confused about everything. And you're hyper energetic and ambitious and enthusiastic about a lot of stuff. And you don't know, right? You don't know what's going on. I was that way with a lot of stuff, certainly with chicks. I thought I knew. I was certainly enthusiastic. I was very enthusiastic about chicks. And there was a lot of energy going in there, and I didn't have a lot of know-how, you know? So that I just wanted to say that. I wanted to, for the sake of the people on my Instagram feed, you apologize to Jim, because I thought Judd was being actually quite magnanimous and thoughtful. And I saw this rancid thing come in on the comments where it was all like, you don't make excuses for people who aren't in shape. I was like, dude, you don't know their life. And so much of it, the reason why people are poor, the reason why people are overweight, the reason why people are drug addicts, the reason why people are fill in the blank, you don't know. There's trillions of interactions that you have and experiences that you have moment to moment as you're an adult human. Trillions of interactions and moments and experiences that have led up to that point. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're lazy or they're unconscientious. It just means that that's the way it is. And I know one thing for sure, because a lot of this is just subjective or feeling based, but I know one thing for sure. It doesn't help anybody to call them losers or to call them undisciplined or to call them weak, because they probably are aware. And you're just throwing gasoline on a fire, okay? And I wonder what your experiences have been where that would be your take to help people. Because either A, like I said, you're really young, or B, you're just kind of like you're kind of a stupid person. I've only had one experience in my whole life where I directly had to intervene and say that to someone. But this kid was like 17 and I was like 30 and I'd already been clean a pretty good amount of time. And this kid's uncle would just say, "You got a problem drinking, just put it down. Just don't drink. Don't drink." And then this is a teenage kid that's already seeking rehabilitative help in the rooms, 12-step based help, right? And then in the same breath, he's like, "You can have a beer. You can have, what the fuck? What the pro? What are you, some girl? You can have a beer. It's not going to hurt you any. Just like know when to turn it off." And that was the only time I've ever in my life gone, "Listen, dude, you're just dumb. It's not your fault. You're just fucking stupid. You have no idea what you're talking about. And you're probably a little buzzed. And you're just spracking off of the mouth." And he was not happy about that. I was like, "No. He's clearly got some genetic component here, and his brain doesn't regulate controlled substances the ways yours might. He literally can't just stop. He can't, okay? And he's a kid. He can throw his fucking life away. So quit spracking off of the mouth like you know what the fuck you're talking about." But here's a perfect deal. Drug and alcohol addiction give you very good clarity with that stuff, because it's not my fault that I'm a drug addict and an alcoholic. It's not. It's not my fault. There's a lot of components that went into me being like that. Biological components, right? It's all my fault what I do about it. Okay? So recognition of the factors that go into why people do the things they do is not making excuses, and it's not playing victim mentality. I practically threw my whole life away up till my early 20s. Because of me and decisions I made. It was all me. It's all my fault. But the reason I even got into that territory was because of factors outside of my control. And I hate to break this to you, whether it's good stuff or it's bad stuff, that's the way being a human is. It's a mixture. It's not black and white, and it's not binary. The reason people are overweight, the reason people drink, the reason people hit their wife, the reason people abandon their children, there's no, like, "It's because of this." Nah. That's how my chicken's life is. They wake up and they look for shit to eat, and then they try to stay alive, and then they go to bed and they press repeat. That's how their life goes every day. And some chickens roam free. Some chickens are in cages. But that's their life. And whether they're in a cage or they are free ranging, living the holistic lifestyle like my fucking hippie wife does, it's pretty similar. Humans, no way. It's crazy. Humans is crazy. And there's no way to sit there and be like, "It's because of this or it's because of that." No, it's because of about like 7.8 trillion things when you get to be about 40. You're 25. It's like a trillion things that make you do the things you do. Some people study hard and they really believe in graduating in college. Some people are like, "I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with my life." It's not because of laziness or willpower. There's a trillion reasons. There's a trillion reasons. Some dudes are obsessive about being able to kill people on the drop of a dime, right? So I'm pretty motivated to be capable of handling myself in a self-defense situation and learn how to fire a gun and be responsible with guns, because I don't ever want to be stuck not being capable of protecting my family, right? Some dudes are obsessed about it. They're like doomsday preppers, right? Some dudes, it doesn't even cross their mind. Is anything in there right or wrong? I don't know. But you can't say this is because some dudes that don't give a shit, they're pretty macho. And I go like, oh, that doesn't ever cross your mind? No, I don't even think about it. The chances are so low. And I go, you're right. The chances, statistically speaking, probably won't ever get in a fist fight. You probably won't ever have to shoot a gun at someone. But it can happen, right? Then on the other end, there's the people that are like, it's going to happen, so I got to live my life just thinking, right? There's no way of knowing. I grew up with kids that were fucking assholes. And their parents were at church every day and were so sweet. I loved this one guy. I won't even mention his name because I'm sure he is somewhere in the sphere, ethosphere. I doubt. I'm not so arrogant to think. I'm not like Joe Rogan where like he'll hear those. But I grew up with this kid. He was a fucking asshole. He was just an ass. Like, I was a class clown, and I certainly disrupted classes. This kid was, like, vandalizing stuff for no reason. Just break windows and wrote his name on the wall. And, like, he was always, like, carving stuff in his – in, like, sixth grade, he was, like, carving his name into the desk, you know, and you're watching – you're trying to, like, study or listen. And he's, like – and he wore, like, death metal shirts. He was that guy, you know. He had the Jesus is a cunt shirt. I think it was Cradle of Filth when we were in high school. And I'd be like, dude, you can't. Like, I'm all for personal expression. I'm not necessarily like the most religious guy, but Jesus is a cunt is, it's fucking crazy. Just like, what are you doing? You're hurting humans when you walk around with that, you know? Anyway, he was a dick. And his parents were like God-fearing. They were nice, like genuinely nice. Went on a class trip, and his mom was like the chaperone. And I sat next to her. I was like, yeah, I don't understand. You're delightful. And she probably showed him love and shit. I don't know what happened. I knew this girl. And she was wild. And she had a twin sister. And she was like college girl, like studied hard, never partied, never did. And her twin sister was wild, wild. They were not biological twins, but they were twins, you know, they came out at the same time, right? And so you go like, how the fuck, because they definitely had the same life. How the fuck does that work out? We don't know. And that was a long-winded way of getting to the point, like, stop with this. I think the internet motivates you so much to just try to find something to say all the time and have a hot take. And in politics and in sports, like, hot takes work really well. It makes for interesting media. But in life, hot takes are meaningless because no one's in life has hot takes. No one's. There's certain shit that's unforgivable. I understand that, but that's like this much. Like, you know, and even that shit that's unforgivable, I go like, that guy didn't come out of the womb ready to do that. That girl didn't come out of the womb ready to drive her children into a lake, you know, and lock the doors in the car. There's a lot of A, B, and C before you got to Z, you know? So that's just something to consider. Done crying over spilt milk. All right, to wrap up the
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Joe, I've been talking a lot lately about food volume and food choices, right? I've been posting on my Instagram, by the way, at Mike Catherwood, at Mikey Likes You One. And because it's very important to me. And there's two gigantic points I want to make when it comes to nutrition and diet. And I'm going to break them down for you, but here they are. Food volume proportionate to its caloric density really matters. Two, you don't have to eat things you don't like to have an amazing diet. Nutritious, weight loss oriented, or weight gain oriented, regardless of what. To get your diet on point, you never have to eat things you don't like. You might have to eat a little bit more of the things you're not super pumped on, but you don't, like, this old adage of like rice cakes and tilapia and steamed broccoli, like if you don't like any of that, don't eat it. Find the things you like that get you to a certain protein level to keep you, you know, nourished and anabolic, and find a caloric set point that gets you to your goals, a slight deficit if you want to lose weight, a slight surplus if you want to gain it, and fill that with what makes you happy. If you don't like steak, don't go carnivore. If you're not into, if high fat stuff makes you feel a little bit icky, you're probably pretty carb, you know, you've got that anaerobic thing and you're a carb burning machine. Don't go keto just because it's hip. If you live off of burgers and steak, why are you even exploring plant-based? I mean, maybe if there's moral reasons there, okay, that's an exception. But my point being is, like, find the things that you genuinely enjoy eating and regulate the amount of them. And then, like I said, there might be, if you really just hate protein, you hate any protein, if you're like one of these people that lives off chips and salsa and jelly beans, okay, you're going to have to make some compromises. There's going to have to be, whether you're plant-based or you're full carnivore, you're going to have to up your protein level. Most people, I think I saw the average, that the average American woman eats like 60 grams of protein in a day, and the average man eats like 80 to 85. It's got to be way bigger than that. It's got to be way higher than that. But that in turn will help you get that caloric set point down if you're looking to lose weight. But outside of that, like, I get so many people that they're like, this nutritionist I was working with, and I was having cucumber sticks and hummus for snacks, and I was starving all the time. Okay, if you don't like it, don't eat it. And that leads me to my first point: food volume matters. And a lot of low calorie foods, they're low calorie foods. Okay, cool, but you're starving all the time. Make better choices when it comes to things that are going to keep you full and keep you nourished. I've done this a million times. You can follow Count Your Calories, or I Count My Calories. I'll actually double check them because I'll put up some posts from, I've used their posts in the past. It's amazing when you see the difference between what 1,000 calories looks like with certain foods compared to, you know, a fast food restaurant. Count Your Calories. Count Y-U-R calories instead of Y-O-U-R. Okay. Count Your Calories. It's extraordinary. I will put up some stuff here in the podcast so you can see when they do these comparisons of things like Chick-fil-A versus, you know, rice and fish, the amount of food you eat is nonsensical compared to what the same level of calories, or sometimes even more, with how little processed, you know, fast food starts to. Things like potatoes, things like fruit, when it comes to carb sources, are going to be incredibly filling in comparison to how much calories they give you. All form potatoes, sweet potato, regular potato. And when it comes to protein, you know, things like beef and fattier fish and certainly like super lean forms of beef and fish. And then also obviously the birds, if you're into that. I'm not like ideologue about it. I just don't personally like turkey and chicken and shit. I don't like birds. I like duck. I like duck a lot, but duck's actually a pretty fatty amount. But when you're talking about like leaner cuts of animal protein, I understand all the carnivore bros are like, yeah, but ribeye, bro. A ribeye, you know, for 10, 12 ounces is an extraordinarily high amount of calories. Whereas if I choose the same exact size of meat, but it's sirloin or it's New York strip, I'm getting way less calories and I'm just as full because I'm getting probably a higher protein content for a lower amount of calories. Okay, so, you know, these things like chicken breast and fish and beef, lean beef, and you eat so much of it to hit a certain caloric level, you're stuffed. And fruit and potatoes, and in comparison, potatoes in comparison to something like that I really like. I like white rice, but white rice is not very filling, especially when you talk about how much you have to eat to stay in a certain caloric compartment. You know, it's like this much of white rice, and no one wants to eat that much white rice. No one does. You want to eat a fucking big poke bowl, you know? It's like the size of your ass. It's a big bowl of rice with, like, you know, some teriyaki sauce on top. It's really hard to under eat it compared to bread products, compared to things, potatoes, fruit. They're going to keep you full. So food volume, measure it, and don't pick things you don't like eating. Those are things I can really dig my heels in when it comes to that. All right. Thank you, everybody. I love you. Thank you, Giorgio. Thank you, Bet Online. Thank you, First Attachment. Thank you, patrons. Thank you, South of the Border. In this crazy mixed up world that makes you think that nobody cares. Remember one thing. I do.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.